Hey friend, welcome to Spill It with Rios. Whether it is morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world listening in, we are all about keeping it real. My name is Narissa, and I'm so excited that you are here. I want to take you on this journey where we sit down to talk about tips on how to achieve your goals while living in the moment and taking those tools to strive forward. So without further ado, let's dive right into it.
Hi guys, we are back.
We are back. And I'm so excited. Happy Easter. Goodness gracious, I am so happy to be back. One life update, I should say, is wisdom teeth are out. That's why I'm able to talk. It's been, I think, 2 weeks now since, by the time you're hearing this, that I've had them out. It was hard, but like, you know, the loopiness, same. The eating soft food and smoothies in the first, it was hard, but at the same time, I'm just happy that I've recovered from all that. Now, you're probably wondering, Narissa, it's Easter. It's the last day of the month of March, the third month of the year. Why in the world does this topic look negative? It's seen as a negative connotation. However, I do want to share a little more in depth about this topic. If you haven't listened to a previous episode in regards to toxicity and all that stuff, return to sender, it's, I think, maybe 4 or 5 episodes back. I know I did that episode maybe around like in January-ish. Mid-January, end of January, around that time is when I did it. Wanted to come back and reel it in because I feel like in the season that I'm currently in as mama, bonus mama, and wifey, that ironically has been what I've been dealing with. Hate and toxic people. It's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate because I feel that a lot of step-parents on, especially young step-parents, are portrayed as the bad guys in breaking up families. I'm going to touch in on this first, and then we're going to get on the general aspect on hate and toxic people. Why do I say that? I say that because from my experience, and then from experiences that I've seen, there's always one person that starts it. There's always one person that starts the hate. There's always one person that starts the rumors. And there's always one person that starts the gossip and the toxicity. And it spreads like wildfire. And if you guys heard from previous episodes on the city that I live in, it's a small city. And words do spread. It's like high school. It's like college. If you're in a small distance from people, word does get around, especially if you're in a small community. Word gets around. Whether it's true or not, word gets around. And it sucks. You know, I mean, not gonna lie, I'm probably gonna do this episode in Spanish too, but I'm not gonna lie, this has been rough these past few weeks. This whole month, I will say, is probably currently the hardest month of 2024 for not only me but also for my family. We try to see the light of things and the positivity of things because being in a blended family, for me, is such a blessing because there's so much love. There's so much love to be given and received, and it's only a matter of the type of person that doesn't want to receive or give that love. So hearing the negative connotation towards the step-parent and also the bio-parent who has the partner who is the step-parent, it sucks because when you are silent, normally that does speak more volume. But at the same time, it can go against you because it's like, oh, you're not going to say anything. Then all those rumors about you are true. So I want to squash that right here in this episode by saying, if there's silence and there's just gossip happening, I would rather it's best to listen to the silence Because why is one person going to keep talking shit? Why keep spreading hate, especially if one parent wants to talk hate and say like, oh, your other like, oh, your oh, the other parent's a monster or an ogre. Excuse me? Why would you say that to the kid? And second off, why would you say that to people in public? I could be ranting and all that stuff, but like that's honestly not necessary, and that's a pretty much a real low and very immature thing to do, especially when you're going to tell a third party who doesn't know the story. And if you're going to tell especially a third party who knows both people, it's going to be one of two things. The person's going to be like, you're lying. I know the other person not like that. You're just venting whatever you can vent. I'll listen. Or they're gonna believe the bullshit and then try to feed off and see like, oh, what's the other person gonna say? And obviously, like I said, silent is a like a double-bladed sword. Being silent is good, so it's like, okay, I'm gonna stay away from the drama. I don't want to be near it. But also, I am, my silence is being ignored and seen as if I don't care. Again, to each their own for their opinion, but I'm here to squash any hate, any gossip, any rumor by me saying in this podcast that if you don't know the whole story and you just want to believe what anybody says, that's your own fault, and that's not the whole story. Because every truth comes out eventually. And especially when it involves stuff that's public, people can get it and people will receive it. And I do believe that karma comes around. Okay. Next, how do we handle hate and toxic? We're going to go more on the general aspect now after that little ranty rant in the beginning. Hate and toxic people is just it's a shame that it's still around, especially when social media took a big hit, took a boom, I should say. And I think it honestly for me, I feel like it all started with the top eight in MySpace, for those that didn't understand that. I think when people do the MySpace top eight back in the early 2000s or whenever MySpace was started and became a big thing, I really do think that was like, oh, you don't want to put me in your top eight? Why'd you put me in your top? Why don't you put me in your top eight? I thought I was your friend. Like that all hate feeling of hate, like I don't like you. Why'd you do that? Child, please. It's not. I just feel like that's where it all started. And of course, it's millennials. Like I said, to each their own, but I feel like from my experience, that's where it started in my generation. And then it just continued on with different social media platforms, news, technology, obviously in like a form of a podcast now, or in a form of a vlog, or a form of, the old fashioned, let me talk to somebody face to face. How to emotionally handle hate and toxic people can be defined as a level of emotional intelligence, I feel. It does a lot of effects of stress on the brain, I feel, because your brain, no matter what, is going to do that. It's going to keep thinking. It's going to keep thinking how to maneuver your way around a situation that's completely unnecessary, honestly. One thing I like to talk about in regards to how to avoid these type of people, these high conflict people, is to avoid playing into their reality. So if they say, for example, avoid playing into their reality, as in like they'll have a tendency to see themselves as a victim in every single situation. So even if they mess up, they might shift the blame to someone else or tell a story that paints them in a more positive light. Like, for example, oh, I'm doing this to protect my daughter. When in reality, like, there's a contract that says you're not supposed to do what you're supposed to do. Like you might feel tempted to like on your end, you might feel tempted to nod and smile in order to prevent an angry outburst. But like you know internally, like this might feel like the safest option, honestly. Avoid playing into the person's into their reality. And I just feel like you can respectfully disagree as well, but it's one of those where it's a give and take the situation. And here's why I say it's give and take. You don't want to get drawn in to segue into the next part. Dealing with someone's toxic behavior is very exhausting. The person might constantly complain about others or to others, always have some sort of news story about unfair treatment, or even maybe accuse you of wronging them or not caring about their needs. Listen, for example, if this is an ex and they're saying, "You're not telling, why aren't you telling me these things? Why aren't you telling me that? Why aren't you telling me that there was supposed to be, why aren't you telling me that the kids are supposed to have this at their school? Why accuse something like someone of, why accuse them of wronging, why accuse them of not caring for you when you're not even together in the first place? You can figure out that shit on your own." So don't get drawn in. Resist the urge to jump on the complaining train with them or defend yourself against accusations. You know, sometimes depending on the ex or depending on the ex-friend, depending on the person, you can respond with a simple, "I'm sorry you feel that way," and leave it at that. Or like I said, don't even get drawn in. Stay silent, move forward. Something that I have been doing a lot, especially in the month of March, is paying attention to how the hateful people and toxic people make you feel. Sometimes, just simply becoming more aware of how someone's toxic behavior affects you can actually help you better navigate interactions with them. So, most people occasionally say rude or hurtful things they don't mean. All right, no one feels their best all the time, and being in a bad mood can make you literally lash out. That's not necessarily toxic. But ask yourself if any put downs, lies, or other types of like emotional and verbal abuse characterize most of your interactions. Do they apologize, or it's just, do they apologize to you, or seem to notice how what they say or do affects you? Personal struggles don't excuse abuse, but you don't have to accept it either. So you have to pay, your feelings are valid. And to accuse someone as if like just accuse someone that to say like their feelings aren't valid is a load of crap, to say the least.
Hello, hello, my favorite people. What is going on? I want to take a break in this epic pod episode just to remind you that we are doing a giveaway. Once we hit 1,000 downloads for the podcast, we're almost there. To enter the drawing, you are eligible up until we hit 1,000, of course, just to make that very clear. To enter the drawing, you would tag the post in regards to the giveaway, and or even tag any episode that you're listening to on your story and tag Spill with Rio's podcast. Screenshot it and also send it to the pod Instagram, tag it, and put a review on Spotify. So very simple. We are going to be doing the drawing once we hit 1,000. So you will hear it once you will see if you're following the podcast.
Instagram account, you will see the announcement. So stay tuned. It's for a $25 Visa gift card. I'm pretty sure you guys don't want to miss out on that opportunity. So keep on the lookout. Thank you guys so much for the support. And with that, let's get back to the episode. I feel like my motto this month of March, and their next little tip, tidbit on how to handle hate and toxic people, is to put yourself first. I feel like that's been my motto to bounce by saying to so many people is to put you need that you need to put yourself first. Behavior doesn't have to be, spiteful to be toxic. Like, maybe the person in question desperately needs your help to get them out of a bind every time you see them, Taking care of yourself involves making sure you have enough emotional energy to meet your own needs. Now, this may not happen when you're giving everything to someone who doesn't offer anything in return. So, if you were in, like I said, a toxic relationship, or if you are in a toxic relationship, for example, let's say if you were in a car accident and you have no car to get to your therapies, and this person will say, I've cared for you for 6 to 10 years with food and all this stuff, when in reality, the reality of it is the ex never walked with you to your appointments. They don't know what you went through. They don't know what you're feeling. And you basically took care of yourself. First, you need to put yourself first in that. And second, in that type of situation, the ex is gaslighting you. So, I feel like, yeah. One thing I've started to embrace and started to share more is telling people to embrace your worth, embrace your uniqueness. That helps so much in regards to toxic people. When you see your worth, it will be harder to stay around people who won't. You need to love yourself enough to stop caring about others. From when we were all kids, we learned to behave according to everybody else's wishes. We all went through that at some point in our life. Unlearn the fear of judgment and embrace your uniqueness. Like, focus on things you love to do, invest in your own growth. Focus on developing a better mindset, skills, or values, because in the end, nobody can take that away from you. Literally nobody. That's for you, because like I said, you know your worth. Another thing that I've been guilty of this so much, and I want to share this part, is the seeking validation. We need to stop seeking validation, is what I'm trying to say. I had a void inside me that led me to seek validation from others for so long. And the biggest impact on my life happened when I stopped seeking acceptance, validation, and love from the wrong people. Like, why should I seek acceptance from someone who cannot provide? Accept the fact not everyone will accept or understand you. The only validation you need is yours. Like, I began pouring my emotions in a journal daily, and I realized that I was seeking approval because I doubted my own abilities and I wanted acceptance. That was when I then started listening to like my little inner voice and learned to trust my instincts and my decisions and stopped seeking any validation. The last thing I want to put, and I feel like it's very important, which I feel like has been a big role and a big, I guess, word of the year so far is community, investing your time in people who like you. Think about it. What separates people are their values, goals, and their dreams. spending time with positive, healthy, intentioned people versus spending time with negative, I'm going to say hateful comments about this person online people. You see my balance? You see that balance? And let me tell you, this affected my life tremendously. Like, if you tell me that like my friend circle alone was going to change in a matter of 5, 6 years, I wouldn't believe you. Like, I focused all my attention on the support I got from my support system. Find the people who love you. Surround yourself with positiveness. It's not about quantity, but the quality of people in your life. Focus on people with good intentions towards you from any walk of life and build a powerful support system. If you don't have that support system with you, it's at least that foundation will just slowly crumble. I want to end this episode. It was really hard to record this, honestly, guys, because it's been a rough month. It is Easter. I am happy. I get to hang out with family today, which I'm very blessed every single day, the time that I have with them. But I want to tell you guys and remind yourself that you need to let yourself heal from the hurt. Don't force the process or expect it to happen overnight. Allow yourself to feel the hurt, feel the resentment, feel the pain. When you are ready to forgive yourself and others, you will heal. Trust me. It's hard. I'm going through that right now. They're like, can I forgive myself? Can I forgive those that continuously hurt me? We cannot control others' behavior. Like, it's point blank. We can't control others, but we can control our version of the story. People might provoke you to react, but your reaction is in your hands. Unlearn fear, learn to trust, spend time with positive people, practice self-care, eliminate expectations, including a focus on being the person you always wanted to be. You guys are awesome. I love this space because it's why I call it Spill It with Rios, because we're gonna spill. I don't even say tea. I don't want to spill tea. We just spill out our feels, honestly, because that's what this is. I don't put a niche on this or I have a target audience on this because I feel like there's not enough coffee talks or let's talk with a friend out there just to listen and just be like, listen, I'm going through this right now. Like I said, this month has been oof for me, but still smiling every day because even if a bad day or a bad month, there's always something positive that comes with it. Sometimes maybe the negative might outweigh the positive, but I think in this roller coaster of life, we need to see more in this kaleidoscope, in the kaleidoscope of good versus anything evil. Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited for you guys to listen for these next few episodes because these are fun ones. I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm back and I get to talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a friend or shared the episode on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for getting the message out. I'm humbled and grateful to be on this journey with you. So until next time, I'll talk to you again soon.